much less liberating. The point of life is to contemplate eternal truth and follow the precepts of nature. Each school had its own program, but for the most part they agreed that the goal of philosophy was happiness. Some liberal scholars have argued that belief in Jesus' deity, along with the doctrine of the Trinity, as its logical conclusion, was the result of Greco-Roman influences. The implausibility of this idea is increasingly recognized. On the contrary, belief in the Trinity arose from the drama, the events that unfolded not in Athens or Rome centuries later, but in Jerusalem in the wake of Christ's resurrection. Then there was Pentecost, where the Spirit was poured out on the church just as the prophets foretold. In fact, at Jesus' baptism, there were three divine persons, the Father, whose voice was heard, the Spirit who descended in the form of a dove, and Jesus, of whom the Father said, "This is my Son whom I love, with him I am well pleased." In his Great Commission, Jesus told his disciples to baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, Jews knew precisely what it meant to be baptized in the name of someone. There's only one God, one name. Jesus' command entails nothing less than this one God exists in three persons. But as Christianity gained converts and critics among cultural elites in the Roman world, it had more philosophical challenges to face. The worship of the old gods, polytheism, still had some hold on the populace. But philosophers were more skeptical. Roughly four centuries before Christ, Plato and Aristotle had argued that all of reality can be traced to a single source, the One. As the sun emanates light by its rays,